PhonePe files confidential papers for rupees 12,000 crore IPO.
Prosus to cut $350 million check for Rapido.
Apple ramps up iPhone machinery manufacturing in India.
After visa hike, Trump is back with wage-based H-1B plan.
Ultraviolet eyes new factory for mass-market EVs.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start then with some big news in the fintech space. PhonePe has taken a major step towards what could be one of India's largest tech IPOs.
That's right, Chandra. Walmart-owned PhonePe has filed draft papers with SEBI through the confidential pre-filing route. The company is looking to raise around 12,000 crore rupees or about $1.35 billion through a pure offer for sale.
So offer for sale essentially means there's not going to be any fresh issue at all. So none of the money that's being raised will go into the company. This is a sale from existing investors to a new set of investors. So who are the investors who are logging out? Well, sources told Money Control that Walmart, Tiger Global and Microsoft are among the shareholders planning to offload about 10% stake in the IPO.
Right, and the timing makes sense as well. PhonePe has been ramping up aggressively in digital payments and financial services, and it's also eyeing a listing valuation of up to $15 billion.
$15 billion is going to be very, very ambitious, Bhavya. We'll have to wait and see how that pans out. But overall, if you look at FY25, it's been a pretty good year for PhonePe. I think you reported a few days ago that they saw a 40% year-on-year rise in revenues at 7,115 crores. And they also turned free cash flow positive with operations generating 1,202 crores for the year. And if this IPO goes through, it could be one of the biggest in India's digital payment space. Remember the other issues that are lining up. We have everything from Pine Labs to Grow to PhysicsWala to Lenskart.
Right. Speaking of big checks, though, let's move to mobility. Rapido is getting a shot in the arm.
That's right, Bhavya. So Prosus, which is already an existing investor in Rapido, is doubling down with a $350 million investment. The interesting part is how this deal is structured. So around $223 million is a secondary buyout where Prosus will be buying out Swiggy's entire stake in Rapido. And the remaining $125 million is primary, which goes straight into Rapido's growth plans.
Yes, now Rapido is valued at around $2.5 billion. Not bad for a company that started off with a billion bike rides, but they've gone well beyond bikes, actually. Rapido now dominates in ride hailing and is also testing the waters in food delivery, trying to chip away at the Swiggy Zomato duopoly.
Well, another news here is we hear Westbridge Capital is also picking up shares in this round, and Axel too is interested in participating. So from billion rides to billion dollar vibes, Rapido seems to be accelerating at just the right speed.
Yes, let's switch gears to Apple and its Made in India ambitions. So not just iPhones, but now the very machines that make iPhones are being built right here in India.
That's right. So about 35 companies in India are making capital equipment, and nearly half of them have started supplying Apple in just the last 2 years. So which are the big names in the space? Titan Engineering, Bharat Forge, Wipro and Jyoti CNC Automation.
This shift is coming at a very critical moment. China has been restricting exports of key manufacturing equipment to India. So some suppliers have been ordered to shut down operations here.
Which means Apple is trying to de-risk by localizing production. The goal is to match China's production levels in the next 2 to 3 years. But India still has a long way to go. Domestic value addition is about 20%, mostly batteries, chargers, and packaging.
Yes, but the Indian government wants that figure to hit 30 to 40%, especially in high-value components like displays and camera modules.
So for Apple, this is more than a supply chain move. It's about building an India ecosystem that can rival China's dominance. So imagine an iPhone made in India with parts built end to end locally. That's where this is headed.
Right. Let's head to the US, where immigration and tech once again collide.
That's right. So H-1B has been making news all week. And in the latest, the Trump is now pushing for a wage-based H-1B visa plan, doing away with the previous lottery system.
Yes, and experts say that this could have major consequences for Indian IT firms. Here's why. The new system prioritizes applicants with higher salaries, which means large US tech firms could dominate the quota, while Indian IT companies that typically bring in mid-level engineers may lose out.
So that could push Indian IT firms to move even more roles offshore back to India or other delivery centers.
Yes, for context, Indian IT firms are among the largest users of H-1B visas. If this plan goes through, the cost of talent in the US could spike, forcing companies to rethink their hiring and project delivery models.
It's still early days, but between the visa fee hikes and this wage-based selection, Indian IT could be in for a bumpy ride.
Right. Before we wrap, let's talk about Ultraviolet. So we sat down with the founders of the Bengaluru-based EV maker as they prepare for a new phase of growth.
That's right. So they are in expansion mode, negotiating with state governments for a bigger manufacturing facility. In fact, the moment we put out the story, Bhavya, many people in Karnataka said the government should try and retain Ultraviolet, considering Ola and Aether are expanding in neighboring Tamil Nadu. So Ultraviolet's founders told us the Electronic City plant can only scale up to 50,000 vehicles. But with scooters coming in, they're exploring a larger site.
Also interesting is their shift towards affordability. Ultraviolet started as a premium motorcycle brand, but as they scale, the mass market play is coming in. So the new model that they launched, X47 Crossover, priced at 2.49 lakh rupees, is lower than F77 model, which is above 3 to 4 lakhs. And they plan to launch more in this affordable category.
So their co-founder Neeraj Rajmohan explained it well. He said this isn't just about festive season. For nearly a decade, we've built our own controllers, chargers, even radar. So that vertical integration is what's brought us to price parity with 350cc ICE bikes.
On competition, the other co-founder, Narayan Subramanian, stood out. He said that we don't see this as competition. India needs motorcycle electrification at scale, and more players will grow the category.
And looking ahead, they talked about a broad roadmap from performance bikes to scooters like the Tesseract, all built on modular platforms. So the message is clear: affordability without compromising on innovation.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.